Here's a thought about printing papers, that is to say, glossy or matte surface. You know, for a fairly simple decision, do you print on glossy or do you print on matte surface paper? There's a lot more to that decision than meets the eye. For most of my life, in the film days anyway, I was printing almost exclusively, well, I think actually exclusively, on glossy paper. Partly because that's what Ansel Adams did and that's what galleries expected, but also partly because there are some optical and physical characteristics of glossy paper that are awfully nice, not the least of which is the fact that it reaches a much deeper black than matte paper does. And so if you want to have the most dynamic range in your image, to give it the most oomph, you would choose glossy paper, and in fact, most of us did. It wasn't until after we were printing lens work and people were sending in submissions printed on gelatin silver matte paper did I ever see matte paper, let alone figure out a reason to use it. I loved the portfolios that we reviewed. I published a number of them. Probably one of the highlights was the one by Larry Weiss that we published in Lens Work number 22 back in August and October of 1998. His entire project was printed on matte paper, and it was just lovely. And even though the blacks didn't go as black as glossy paper might go, his prints had a tactile sense to them that was undeniable and fit beautifully with his subject matter. And it was the first time I'd actually realized that subject matter can influence paper surface choices. But it can. Well, fast forward a number of years to another unexpected experience that we had. Maureen had an image called Suspended, which was a studio nude. It was absolutely lovely and a lot of very dark tones. It was published in Lens Work number 13. And sometime later, years later, we had an opportunity to consider four different versions of that beautiful print of hers. We had her original gelatin silver. We had the Lens Work Special Edition gelatin silver. We had an inkjet print, and we had one that was photogravure, which is always on a matte paper, done by Russ Dodd, who produced all the Lens Work photogravure images. So four versions, two gelatin silver, one inkjet, one photogravure that was very, very similar to what you'd get in a platinum palladium print. We put those four prints up and had people look at them, lots of people who came. At that point, we had a small gallery downstairs, and we had people look at those four images and tell us which one was their favorite, which version of those four images were their favorite. Now, keep in mind, the gelatin silver had much deeper blacks than did the photogravure or the inkjet print. Also, the glossy papers had a paper base that was very white, whereas the photogravure and the inkjet paper were printed on an ivory paper. So there wasn't that arctic white that existed in the gelatin silver. My assumption was that the gelatin silver was going to win hands down, not a contest. Guess what? It didn't. The one that got the most favorites votes, for whatever that's worth, was the inkjet print. It wasn't as black, that is to say, with a densitometer, the blacks measured about 1.55, whereas with a densitometer, the gelatin silver prints measured about 2.1, so there was quite a bit of difference in how black the blacks became. But nonetheless, people chose the inkjet as their favorite. And I was so curious about that, I asked a lot of follow-up questions after people had told me that was their favorite. And it turns out that those blacks felt more black. They weren't when measured with a densitometer, but they felt that way. And I had to conclude after thinking about this for a while that it had to do with the glossy shine that comes off of glossy papers. That shine interferes with how black the blacks are. Wherein the photogravure and the inkjet print, which were both done on matte papers, they sort of just drink the ink in. And when the light hits those areas of blackness, they don't reflect at all. And as a result of that, they feel very black. They feel sensually black instead of shiny black. At least that was the conclusion I came to, and I still hold to that at this point, that depending on the subject, depending on the method of presentation, you know, if you put them both behind glass in a frame, they're both going to have reflections in the blacks that are going to affect them. But if you don't use glass, matte paper looks better than you might guess, even though it has a restricted D-max black density as measured by a densitometer. They're both lovely. I'm not advocating matte paper to the exclusion of glossy paper. What I am suggesting is matte paper has some advantages that glossy doesn't, and glossy has some advantages that matte papers don't. And so it takes a sensitive artist to figure out which is the appropriate paper for any given project or any given presentation. And the first step to making that decision is understanding some of the physical characteristics as well as the optical and emotional characteristics of the different paper surfaces.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.